forever. Dog.
I am the number one most impactful artist of our generation.
Hi, Yeezy, Yeezy, how you doing, huh? It's my birthday, I deserve to be greedy, huh? She holding out, she ain't giving to the needy, huh? You go dancing, fall asleep with the TV on. Y'all been together 10 years, you deserve a menage. Especially if you put a BMW in a garage. Especially if you paid a couple payments on her mama crib. Went to her graduation, man, I hate those kids. Last birthday, she got you a new sweater. Put her on, give a kiss, and tell her do better. Happy birthday, Chris.
Oh, thank you, man.
It's your birthday, Chris?
It was last week.
My mother's birthday is today, bro. So you
happy birthday to your mom, man. Leo, shout out to your mom.
Shout out to my mom.
I'm a Cancer. I'm a Cancer.
Oh, she's a Leo.
It's Leo season now. But thank you, Rob. Thank you, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Book of Yay podcast. I'm Chris Daniels.
Here I'm Rob Hayes.
We got a one of our...
I'm real bad. I feel like I need to say it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of our few return guests that we like allow back.
Oh,
we
that's know, dope.
Yeah, man. We only get people, the fans, like get back in here.
And also, I'm excited by how calm you are, because last episode started... Last time you was here, we didn't even get no verse off. It was just a rant.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Something happened.
You was
though.
Going in, and they was like, well, record this. You know what I'm saying?
Something happened that
something
day.
Something about Drake being the greatest artist of all time. Something. And yeah, I don't know.
It was a few rants for that one, but they were good rants, I would say.
Yeah. I'm chilling now. I've matured.
Ever since then, I feel like we've had some heated discussions. We've been told to be quiet at a couple comedy clubs and stuff.
Word?
You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, y'all too loud. We can hear you in the show.
Word?
All right. Yeah.
Dressing back, talking about Ye.
Oh, word? Ye and Quincy Jones.
What you say? I influenced that type of belligerence? That's what you're saying?
No.
I'm just saying.
We're saying you're passionate about music like we are. You want
to show the show. Yeah,
you like Caribbean music.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
What?
That's correct. That's correct.
What's Caribbean music?
Caribbean music.
Oh, I thought you said something else.
Church hymn.
Yeah, I was like, dang, okay. Only one chapter of the Bible got its own genre. That's impressive. That's very specific. So we got a couple things on the docket today, news-wise. Kids See Ghost 2. Kid Cudi says.
Yeah, he says they got tracks that they left on the floor.
I
mean, he's like, he knew it was always gonna be 7 tracks, so obviously, like, they obviously made more songs, but he says hope there's gonna be more songs later.
Let me ask this though. One, do you think the Easy Run of those albums was a successful one? That's the first question. Two, where would you put Kids See Ghost in all, was it 5?
Mm-hmm. 5.
What number would you put that in all of them?
6 out. If you count Designer.
Don't do that.
No,
he has 7 tracks as well.
Designer had an album come out?
Yeah. Designers came out first.
I don't remember that.
It came out, yeah, like a couple weeks before.
I'm thinking about when the official run started.
All right, yeah, from Daytona.
To Daytona
to keep that same
to,
energy.
What's her name? To
Teyana Taylor.
Teyana Taylor. Okay, I think it was successful. I think that part of people's problems is that they have been called albums.
Okay.
And I think that, you know, it is a discussion. It is challenging the idea of what is an album in this streaming world. And, you know, we don't have physicals anymore. That people are not spending money on individual albums like they used to. They're consuming albums like they consume old music, like they consume music that they already have on, like they consume mixtapes, like they consume EPs.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, like, if Yeezus cover was the casket for the CD, maybe this run is like what the new album might be.
I don't know about that. I think this is a specific Yeezy thing. I don't think everybody else is gonna follow suit.
But it shows that there's more than one path. Yes, everyone's not going to follow suit, but it shows that there's more than one path. Like, to me, I think Yeezy was thinking about the future. Scorpion was thinking about the past, the double album. You know what I'm saying? Side A and side B doesn't make sense because my phone has one side.
Yeah. You know I think Yeezy just doing Yeezy though.
I think this was like a way to make it seem like a collective group effort for all of them.
To do seven.
That's the only thread that keeps them together.
Most people don't have the credibility to only do seven songs.
That's true.
And you definitely don't have the production to do seven songs.
That's true.
So it's can only happen with Yeezy.
Yeah.
Or like if Swiss Beast wanted to do it. Like,
and he did 35 tracks.
Yeah.
That's like some Manny Fresh type of put out.
So for him, but for everybody else, normally he's not going to have
maybe,
that type of production.
Maybe just looking at like, you know, the closer you tie all of them together, maybe the more successful.
Yeah.
Like
a regular artist just can't, I don't think Kendrick can just do seven songs.
Well, yeah, if he put it all out and it was Cruel Summer 2 or Cruel Winter or whatever you want to call it, it wouldn't have got the same attention on each individual track that it did. Like, I wonder what Chris Brown's thought process is looking at this and being like, dang, I put out 45 at one time.
Yeah, but they loved it though.
Chris Brown could have owned a whole season. He could have owned a whole winter.
But it's also a SoundCloud music time now where the album don't really matter. Tekashi got 8 hit records.
Who?
Yeah.
Exactly. But on Billboard, I mean, maybe not to us, but so the album don't really matter as much. You got 8 records that all going, 8 songs.
I'm not going to listen to Fifi again because I liked it.
Oh, I like it. I agree with you.
I was like, ooh,
yeah.
Okay.
I like
all right. Put that away.
I don't think they're going to do that. I don't think to get 7 Yeezy tracks, you could do 7 songs. If I got 7 Yeezy beats, I could do that. But most people don't have 7 Yeezy quality beats.
No.
I would like to hear more Kids See Ghosts because the 7 tracks we got were it's a toss up between Kids See Ghosts and Daytona. I go back and forth.
Kids See Ghosts was my third favorite.
Third? I put Daytona 1. What do you put 2?
I put Teyana Taylor.
Really?
Okay.
I really liked her album a lot.
It grew on me. I didn't like it at first.
But then again, I was never a Cudi fan like that. I always thought Cudi picked great production. I never liked him. So I didn't really want to. Other than Feel the Love, the record with Pusha, I could just feel the love. Uh-huh. Other than that, I was like, okay. This is cool, I guess.
Have you always kind of had that same temperament since like the beginning? Like a Kid Named Cudi like to now?
I saw people liked him. He was different. He was wild. Uh-huh. He was depressed, whatever. He started that depression rap. People give that credit to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Cudi started that. And his style, Yeezy adapted from. So I always saw him as like Yeezy's, what you call it? His
muse?
His muse in a sense. Right. But him alone, I'd be like.
Ian like Fourth Chamber?
I liked record. I always liked records.
I mean, not Fourth Chamber. I'm sorry.
Fourth Dimension.
Nah, I always liked records of him. I didn't like him as an artist together. I thought his style was dope.
Even with Kanye, like on each song.
Nah, I'm telling you, I never really felt. I love Kanye. I never felt him sound himself.
On Free Man, when Ty Dolla $ign come in, man.
How many records you gonna give me? I told you. what you mean?
I'm just saying, man. Ty Dolla $ign.
Obviously, he's a lot.
Oh, let's act like Ty wasn't on everything.
He was on everything.
He might be like the one who comes out of this like with the greatest like.
Ty's on Scorpion.
Yep. Ty's on Scorpion.
The Carters. He's got momentum right now.
Ty's
on everything.
He's killing on the background too.
He got a song with Bad Baby.
I don't know. He's
real talk. Catch him outside. How about that?
Ty's killing. But I put Kissy Ghost as like 3-ish.
I got a number 2.
Okay. I ain't mad at 2.
What's your 1 and 2?
Oh, Daytona.
He's at Daytona.
Oh, Daytona. And then you got Ye 4 and then Nas 5.
I don't even put Nas in there.
Nas is not in there. Designer 5.
Nas had great beats.
Life of Designer. Hot
Tweets number 6.
Yeah. But Daytona was. If people call Daytona a classic, I go, I'm not going to argue that.
Yeah.
I go, possibly. I mean,
from like the first sound you hear, not even the first word, from the first sound you hear, you're like,
yeah, pulling up on that rule, boy. Yeah.
Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a really good record album. So I'm going to go with that one first.
I mean, but to answer like your other question, I feel like when people like talk about was this a success, I feel like, as time has gone on, it's a lot easier to be like, all that other Kanye stuff that was in, like, all the stuff that got the news.
Yeah.
immediate when the album was coming out, it was still so close. So like every time an album would come out, like every review, everything was like, it was all a reflection around that. But once you move past just musically, I think you'd have to say, you have to say it was a success.
Are we going to be like in 5 years, like remember when Yeezy shut the summer down?
Yeah.
Are we going to say that 5 years?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know about that. Did he shut like, the summer down?
I mean, come on. Yeezus was 5 years ago. People are like, we talk about Yeezus. We still talking about it.
Not really.
We still talking about it.
We talk about it. But it ain't like, remember that album when he just, no cover? Are we going to say Yeezus came out with 5 albums. He did all the beats on.
There was a piece of tape that Virgil Abloh put on there. That is a cover.
My question is, because Drake came behind and just kind of took over the summer immediately.
No, that was Shiggy. We're not going to put that on Drake. That was Shiggy. No, Shiggy took over the summer.
No.
Your
no.
king.
Wait, he was.
This is your king.
He was 1 billion. He was 1 billion streams before the dance came out.
Yeah, all right, okay. All right, but that's the like the, but the that's like from the like just the buzz of the album. Like, of course, like yeah. Drake is the number one artist in the world. He's up there. Of course, he's gonna do numbers immediately. But for the summer lasting, I would say yeah, he's probably gonna.
Plus, own it. Everything is Pusha T. Let's not forget that this
Pusha
Daytona
this
machine
yeah.
didn't help Drake get streams.
That's true.
Let's not act like
and they
Drake
started
is,
it off too. He
that
started
is,
off.
I was, come on. I've never been like a huge Drake fan, but I was with anticipation. I'm like, I have to hear what he says.
The Scorpion momentum begins with Infrared.
You right?
Like yes.
Right.
Nice for what was a huge. You
God's
know what I'm saying?
God's plan
was huge. Look Alive was fun. Introduced a lot of people to Block Boy JB.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The song
and
Lil
Baby.
Yeah. When. I'm Lil Baby. Of course. But nobody was I mean, not nobody, but a lot of the people who put their energy into Scorpion wouldn't have paid attention to a whole Drake project if it wasn't
that
for
many songs,
Daytona.
Yeah. But he always
two. No, name. he ain't never do no double
Yo,
album
more,
before.
But More Life is like 24 records, though. Like 21 records.
That's a playlist.
Let's be clear. There's no such thing as mixtapes no more. You put a mixtape out, that's your album. Okay?
What you mean?
I believe
there's
mixtapes. People just say like projects and shit now.
Because they all
if
out.
Quentin Miller wrote it, it's a mixtape.
Okay. That's a good point. More Life was an album, bro. What's the joint? One before that? That was like 21 records too.
Views.
Views like 21 records.
Views is an album, and Views like
More Life
bomb.
Was, More Life was an album. None of them. Drake don't bomb.
He don't bomb.
It's like saying LeBron. He only got to the second round of playoffs. People,
nothing that we got
right,
from
wait,
Views
I like
happened
this.
After
we can do
Views.
A callback based on your grading system.
Uh huh.
What would you say? Because we did last time you were here. We went over the grading system.
Okay, I don't remember that system, but go ahead.
Oh no! You got like
you
like,
said
when you said like we said Yeezus. You said because we arguing like
out
is
of
it like,
10.
Is it gonna be a classic? Because there's only 10 tracks.
Oh no! This album's not a classic at all. Yeezus album?
No, hey. I'm talking about these Drake albums, like the last three.
Oh
like,
no, the last three have been.
But you can only compare double albums to double albums. That's how I feel. You can only compare it to Life After Death.
It ain't but four double albums.
All Eyes on Me, Wu-Tang Forever.
I think
Speaker
like,
Box, The Love Below.
I don't consider that a double album.
Why not?
Because it's
two separate
albums.
But you had to buy them at one time.
Yeah, but you can't.
You
Big
couldn't.
Boy,
you couldn't split them up at Best Buy.
You can't compare.
You
that.
Could if you went to steal it.
Because if Dre was by himself, he probably had the best one. I think Life After Death is the greatest hip hop album I've ever done ever. I think Life After Death showed every area corner. It's like LeBron is a total package mm-hmm. of a player.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Biggie was.
Art of War by Bone Thugs and Harmony. The Last Don by Master P.
He's still naming him.
He's the DJ. I'm the Rapper by DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
First rap double album.
I don't see, like, I would say Biggie. But I don't put Drake, I don't consider that. I mean, okay, fine. It's not, no, Drake has had a classic since. To me, his best work was If You're Reading This, which Quentin Miller got to take credit for.
Take Care?
Nah, I think. I was jamming to all them records. Take Care.
Stevie Wonder got a harmonica part on Take Care. And he don't say nothing. To me, that's the illest thing that's ever happened.
I don't know. I'm going to go with I'm going to go with that. I don't know.
It's the exact opposite of the Michael Jackson situation. But we already talked about that. We'll move on.
I ain't mad at that. Why y'all mad at that?
Yeah, I don't know why people hating on that Michael Jackson
Bro,
song.
Bro, if I get Michael on the record, that's automatically a good song.
It don't matter to me.
You got Mike on a record,
push
bro.
The T.
That shit sound like gift shop Michael Jackson. I don't know, man.
It's Michael, bro. How does Michael sound like gift shop?
See?
You can say that's an average Jordan. You can't. That's not such a thing.
I don't know.
I put my child out the window.
That's a good record.
That's why you hid your child.
All right, let's move on. This is... Stop this shit.
So Apple Music took down Def Jam took down the College Dropout from Apple Music, which is a little weird of a move.
They sick of his shit.
I think they were trying to manipulate streams. I think they were like, well, if people, you know, like maybe the College Dropout numbers were so high that they're like, if we take this down, that can increase the numbers for Ye, for people who search Kanye West.
You think so?
That's my only idea of why you would take down the College Dropout.
I think you can't do that unless Ye gives the okay. I think he okayed that for some reason.
Why? That isn't...
I think he okayed
maybe it. Maybe they're going to repackage yeah. it. Maybe there's some sort of plan.
Talking about he's about to make changes to College Dropout?
No, like Drake deal. Like Drake got an Apple deal.
No, but it might be remastered so that like when you play it on a streamable device, it sounds like it's supposed to sound.
Yeah, yeah. That could be it.
You know what I'm saying? It's mastered for consumption on a compact disc. So maybe it will be remastered so that in your beats on your Apple device.
So not no foul play, just all for...
You don't move.
I don't know. I don't know why you take it down.
Ye got something to do with that. Ye make that call. You think Ye wouldn't be tweeting about it right now? If it was a problem, you think Ye would be tweeting? I can't believe Def Jam, you suckers took my...
I kind of think the opposite. Because he's... People who have been like, well, what's up with the like Wolves? When like Pablo came out, he mm-hmm. talked about it.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like he at least has a mixed history. Maybe he doesn't say, well, every movie he makes, but he at least is noted.
But Apple coming up, his first album coming off Apple, that's a big deal.
Maybe they're taking Jay-Z off of Bring You Down in Last Call.
Maybe they are, bro. Who knows?
I don't know.
That was a Kanye move, I think.
But why only Apple? That's another question. Why not? You know what I'm saying? Because I always thought Kanye was mad that he didn't sign with Apple instead of like doing the Tidal thing. And like it's still on Tidal and still on Spotify.
I don't know. If it's him doing it, is it a reason to move people away from Apple Music? Like, I don't know.
Could be. Apple might have a deal they don't like.
Yeah, maybe there's like a Def Jam power play and they're just like moving different pieces.
All Def Jam.
The only
music.
One that we cared about was the College Dropout.
Was there any other?
Maybe there's a Petey Crack album missing and we don't know.
Maybe it's an Apple. Yeah.
I mean, the last time something like this happened and made me this mad was like 2-3 years ago when I noticed that the Top Back remix was gone. And I have yet to get an answer as to why that happened.
I would like to thank Aaliyah's family for giving us his greatest hits. I still don't have a CD drive, but I do have my physical of AJ Nothing But a Number. Mm. The minute I get my CD drive fixed, it's over for y'all. But I do appreciate this greatest hits.
I know you heard that record.
If you don't have Tidal and you want to know what Jay-Z songs to listen to, I got a nice list of Jay-Z songs for people.
Tidal, and I back up Tidal. It's a great streaming service. I do enjoy it.
Tidal is great. It sounds great. For some, I don't know how it sounds better.
The interface is better. It does.
It does. Yeah, like when you listen to Scorpion on Tidal and it sounds different than when you listen to it on Spotify.
Yeah.
Okay. So what is the rub with Tidal now? Because it doesn't cost much more, right?
No. It's like 12.
It uses more of your battery, definitely.
Does it really?
Oh yeah.
It's a bigger interface, but it's easy interface though.
And it's better when you're like when you're DJing like while someone's driving because you can queue up songs in your play queue and you can add like play next. So if somebody says, you know what I really want to hear? I really want to hear Big Ballin' by the Big Timers. Boom, you can play that next. But then if you was already planning on playing Thriller can be queued up.
See, well now I'm in an added dilemma because I got Apple Music. But mm-hmm. they keep taking shit down. You'll go to it and you'll just see stuff is in the grays, like songs and shit just randomly gone. Yeah.
You gotta play the video game, you gotta unlock those songs.
So maybe I might have to make a switch.
It's dope though. I like it.
What's more in the gray? Songs on Apple Music or like the good sodas at a hood like touch soda thing. You ever see that where the soda's gray and you like, come on, man. Y'all could have told me that I had to unlock Fanta.
I'm going to go with that vote. I ain't on Apple, so I don't care.
All right. What's next?
Speaking of everything being Pusha T put a ring on Virginia Williams.
Yeah.
And Pusha got married. What is it? Pusha, hashtag Pusha doing it for Virginia or Pusha.
No, Virginia is for Terrence.
Virginia is Virginia is for Terrence. That's right. Something it like wasn't that. Pusha. Yeah.
I like that, man. I like hip hop. I like rappers being in love now. That was, remember that?
Yeah.
Gucci Mane. Me get my heart to a woman, not for nothing, never happened. I'll be forever macking. But Jay.
The hypocrisy Jay. Of Jay.
That's true. Love is like cool. Pusha, yeah. Gucci Mane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Love is cool, and it like
T.I. is giving and you don't, gifts and you to don't, and you, Tiny.
I mean, you don't really lose. Like, what is, like, Pusha T, Gucci Mane, none of them really lost.
You don't lose no credibility.
Yeah.
But then it's going to make us as fans and black men going to start being like, no, it ain't bad. It ain't nothing wrong with staying faithful to your wife.
And that's,
for the most
that's
part.
A good thing. It's a good to see.
But I can't believe your raps now. T.I. be like, I got this rat strap. I'm like, will you put the guns in the baby seat? I can't follow as much. You've seen him as a Cosby Show kind of guy.
If you notice, T.I. doesn't talk about guns anymore.
Yeah.
He'll make you feel guns. Yeah, but he doesn't say
his
guns.
His aggression is the same.
Yeah. He might talk about his trigger finger, but he's not
like,
pulling
he's talking
triggers.
About the prison industrial complex.
Yeah,
with gun energy.
Yeah.
That's
what
happened with old gangster rappers, when they get older and they have kids and they gotta start being like revolutionaries. They gotta start trying to, you know what I'm saying? Look at what happened to Jay. Look at what happened to Meek Mill. So you can't talk about guns no more at a certain point. You guys are talking about black people empowerment. That's like the next level, I guess.
So you mean Tekashi's going to end up a revolutionary after all this?
Was Tupac starting to do that more?
I don't know. He was also spitting on cameras.
Jeezy doing it now? You know what I mean? Tekashi's still 24.
I came from the gutter and I'm still here. I don't know.
That's the new move. That's gonna be a new watch. You're gonna start becoming a revolutionary.
Tupac also was like walking around in the.
I didn't say he had completely transformed.
The greatest security footage strut I've ever seen.
He was
getting his George Jefferson on that dude.
He was still Bruce. He hadn't fully turned into Kalen yet. He was working on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But he got killed before he could really become that leader we thought he was gonna be.
What is this Bruce to? What
transition.
Is that?
Bruce
Jenner.
Transition.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, transition.
I was like, yo, I don't know this anime. This
No.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Oh, that's a cool way of using that.
You caught it really late. That was very appropriate.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm so used to comics using Bruce Jenner as like a
diss.
Yeah, as a diss. Like it was like, you know, you could have went Batman, but no. You know, Bruce right there, but no. Bruce to Caitlin. Okay. Yeah.
But Tupac would have been that. He would have got married too, I think.
Tupac would have got married. Is it appropriate to perform at your wedding?
As Pusha T did? Yeah. Not only what he performed.
What was he going to perform? Like, did it matter what he performed?
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Maybe
he wrote a song for his wife.
Maybe
that would have but he didn't perform that. That's
okay, like Tank got married, right? So say Tank sat down on the piano and played and sang. Nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing's wrong with that. So, but we saw footage of Pusha T performing the games we play.
Oh, okay, I don't know about that.
He's playing games on his wedding day.
Wow, with it like a band or just him upstairs on stage?
It's just him, pretty much.
See, yeah, that's the thing. I would rather have Pharrell sing She's an Angel or have, like, you know, Ye sing Only One or, like,
you know what I'm saying? Work didn't stop. That was the closest to a gig he could get that weekend.
Yeah. He was like, hey, I'm still bookable.
Future was there.
Future, I know they was that tight.
Oh, that video of Future at that wedding, that's the same wedding?
Yeah.
And like
little girl.
There's like a little girl that sees him and just immediately starts doing the shoot dance or trying to do the shoot dance. Yeah. It's the cutest video ever. Yeah. Shout out to Future.
I mean, they had a lineup.
They did. They could have a really They could have had a 104.5
Future's got
concept.
Some love songs.
Yeah.
Future
yeah.
could have did some stuff off Pluto. We that, don't want to never end. Yeah.
La, 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 la. I reckon yeah. he got.
I'm looking for.
He got a couple of records, man.
Is that her in the VIP line? She used to ride a Nissan, but now she drive a BMI. I don't want her because she from the corner.
They got a couple of records they could have did. Hmm? His little verse off Taylor Swift song. You got some verse there. Pharrell was there.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
The only appropriate Pusha T verse would have been off of that Justin Timberlake song, Like I Love You.
Like I Love You. Oh, he could have did Ma, I Don't Love Her.
Ma, I Don't Love Her.
No. Remember that record?
The song about, hey, I'm not cheating.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You know what I didn't see? I didn't see Malice there. You see pictures of Malice there?
He was he officiated.
Oh, okay.
He had on a purple suit.
Because at first
suit.
It was like, oh, he ain't his best man? Like, damn.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, whoa.
He yes. had a purple
suit. I think some people only they didn't see his face, so they only saw like photos of like who they thought would be the best man.
Appropriate wedding song. I found one. What happened to that boy?
He jumped the broom, got married, turned into that. He let it out.
Wow,
that'd been a good record.
How old is his niece? She was 4 then when she met Chinchilla, so now she's got to be like grown,
like 10, 15,
like 19.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
Yeah. I put this on my Lord. My niece was 4 when she met Chinchilla.
That's true. That's a classic. Classic album.
Yeah.
But he married. Shot the Pusher. That's marriage, man. That's love. That's a new state of hip hop, bro.
It's great.
New level of hip hop. Who started that?
Who started it?
Will Smith.
LL. Will Smith.
LL was married first.
Ice Cube.
Yeah. Ice Cube married.
They
like
whole class
but
got
were they,
married.
But were they still in the game?
Yeah, they weren't in the game. Will was kind of out the game. I don't know if Ice Cube was.
LL, like, around Mr. Smith, I want to say, he got married.
He's already kind of...
Willennium came out after he got married and Switch, so guys...
Beyonce and Jay-Z was... No, that was the first time people was like, oh, hip-hop.
Where Union became part of the culture.
Russell Simmons?
Yeah. Well, he ain't a rapper.
But, I mean, his wedding was in...
Them, I guess you could say, well...
His wedding was in, like, Essence and stuff.
Their whole,
like,
relationship was a big deal.
Bobby Brown...
Not some old hip hop rappers who said.
Bobby Brown got verses.
That's true.
Too hot to handle, too cold to hold. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
But I feel like we was following that for different reasons.
That's true.
Yeah. The P is for a personality, and the O is for.
Yeah, he come had on, bars. Man. Bobby did have bars. Yeah, that's true. His lifestyle was more hip hop than a lot of these dudes.
Come on, when Bobby Brown came on it, my girl's the best, and that's no lie. Like he came in hard. You know what I mean?
I might have to just say give it to Gucci, actually, for like making it like mutually. Like, I feel like when people see Gucci,
it's like
waves. You just root for both of them. I see people like, we only care about Beyonce, Jay. Like, we don't really care about you like that.
Dr. Dre got married in a video. Remember the Been There, Done That?
Oh, yeah, that's
and
right.
And then they did the tango.
That's right. Him and his wife.
Oh, who else got married in a video?
Mary J. Blige.
Love You For Life.
Jodeci. Mary J. Blige and KC, I think, or Devontae.
No, that wasn't Mary J. Blige. It was Mac 10 and T-Boz?
That was a Jodeci video.
They got married in the Jodeci video, and Reverend Run officiated it.
I don't remember this.
I remember that.
You don't remember the "Love You for Life" video?
I think it was Devontae's brother that got married in the video. The drums. Dalvin.
There's a video where it was T-Boz and Mac 10 getting married.
I remember that one.
I know the "Love You for Life" video was officiated by Reverend Run. Jagged Edge had a song. Let's get married.
Yeah.
Meet Me at the Altar.
Meet Me at the Altar. Yeah.
And then they had a remix with Reverend Run.
What's going on in the world today?
Come on.
I ain't tripping.
Come on. He took him back to his first single. You know what I'm saying? It's that, and that's the way it is.
That old school flow.
Yeah.
Right about that. Correct.
Come on.
Where we at? I forgot where we at. We're off on a rant.
Man I can be.
We can get into the song now. We did our news. We can skip the first questions. Yeah. So you came on. I heard you had to get like a few things off your chest, but also you want to talk about Otis.
Let's just talk about Otis.
Damn, Easy and Hope, where the hell you been? Niggas talking real reckless, stuck, man. I adopted these niggas, Philip Drummond them. Now I'm about to make them tuck they whole summer in. They say I'm crazy I'm about to go dumb again. They ain't see me cause I pulled up in my other Benz. Last week I was in my other Benz. Throw your diamonds up, cause we in this bitch another again.
Photo shoot fresh, looking like wealth. I'm about to call a paparazzi on myself.
I mean, we always talk on this podcast about the narrative of Kanye and Jay-Z.
Yeah. I know that song was too old to like.
Mm-mm. Okay. Everything's on the table.
Yeah, everything's on the table.
It's on the table. It was just a great record, man. It was just Otis Redding. You know, I remember I was at, it was my birthday party. This was, it came out August 1st.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 5 years ago. Something like that. I remember.
11.
Was it 11 years ago?
Yeah. 2011.
Oh, wait, it went 11 years. 2011. No, no. Jesus Christ.
Seven years ago.
But this is the great thing about it. I was having a birthday party that night.
Mm.
And the song came out that morning.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, you know, everybody know I'm a Jay fan. Yeah. And yay. And I said, no, you didn't just bring out the new single from Watch Your Throne. The first single.
Second.
What was the first? No, it was the first.
First was Ham. Ham didn't do what they wanted to do. This saved them.
Ham was out like 7 months before Otis dropped.
Ham not official?
Ham wasn't a
Ham
single.
Ham was out. Ham was single.
Months out for months.
Had Lex Luger after Lex Luger's year of his life. Don't think Ham was gonna go.
I don't think they thought it was gonna
go. They had opera singles.
I personally thought Otis was a lead single.
Yeah, but okay.
This is the first video. Ham's the first single.
Ham came out early, but it wasn't like,
hey, internet.
Put like this.
Back on Twitter.
Like, God's Plan came out 6-7 months
ago. That's the first single.
Right? And then the album. So it's like,
that's the first single.
Yeah, but it's like, we didn't want to even think about the album. It was just like, he just threw it out there as a tester, and then he came back out, and then Nice Little Test.
I don't know about that. He had,
he was really genius first. I'm saying,
we call it Thriller, and Thriller is what we remember. Billie Jean is first.
Technically, The Girl Is Mine was first. You don't remember that. Girl Is Mine was the first record.
Girl Is Mine doesn't have a video?
Yes, it does.
Just like Ham.
Yes, it does. Him and Palmer.
No, that's Say, Say, Say. That's a different song.
Goddamn. No, it's not. Is it? I don't remember.
Say has a video. A Paul McCartney track has a video.
I'm gonna look this shit up. All
right, the debate will rage.
You do some research, no plan.
Anyway, debate will rage tomorrow.
The record came out.
Mm-hmm.
That morning, and I said, "This is." And now back, I was real arrogant, so I used to DJ my own parties, but I didn't know how to DJ. But mm-hmm. I feel like nobody could make a better playlist than me for my party. Yeah. So I was like, "How do you gonna put on Otis?" You know what I'm saying?
Because back then, the morning might not be enough time to get it on the device you need for the party that night.
It was still 2011. Was still pretty soon. It wasn't like crazy.
I mean, we weren't Apple. Well, I don't know. You might have been Apple Music, but I wasn't Apple Music.
You had like little.
You had to buy it.
The goofy little, remember Lightning Bolt playlist joints, whatever.
Yeah. But I'm saying you might have had to buy the song.
And so let me say something. It came out like 12 new.
I'm sorry.
I hit my boy. I said, "Yo, you hear this?" He said, "Yo, we're going to do. If you know what we're going to do." I might have played that shit 6 times at the party. It just hit. Like, I was the new DJ with the new record. Mm-hmm. This is the crazy part. This is before we had even heard of Niggas in Paris, which was the song of that album.
Yeah.
So I thought, oh my God, Jay and Kanye. Oh, it's crazy. A single, blah, blah, blah. The record was sweet. The way it came in, the build up. You know, I invented swag. But that shit hit so hard before the beat even dropped.
Mm-hmm,
you played 6 times. You understand? Niggas in Paris hadn't even came. Imagine that. Niggas in Paris hadn't even came out yet.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
So we played. I remember that record on my birthday, and it was like it was the best time because it was this new record. It was Jay. I had to learn the words real quick so I could be that dude that knew all the lyrics early.
Yo, like. When this single came out, this got me so excited for Watch Throne. Cause Ham, I was like, I liked Ham, but noticing how other people didn't like Ham and people were like, man, they trying to be like the South. It just made me like put something on it, you know?
You know, Ham was dope. Ham was dope because one, it was that beat from what's your man name?
Who Lex Luger.
Who had like one good year.
Yeah.
But then he dissed Baby at the end. That's the shit. I was like, oh.
Yeah. But it was like Lex Luger mixed with opera. Yeah. It was like the juxtaposition, but it's
British,
like,
man.
And I feel like if it was like 98, Ham would have had a video. Ham would have had an epic video. Right.
And it came in so hard. It came in so hard at the that these mother, you know, how they bang. Yeah. Yeah. It's like,
I don't know. I loved it. I fucking needed
these
that.
Mother- yeah. know who I am.
It's like him. You I was, play him pre-show. Oh, I'm about to. Yeah. I'm about to about kill it. To go-
yeah. It was just so hard to beat.
But
just-
Otis was one that hit everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whether you like old music, you got like to, new got, music.
Nah.
It just kind of it made everybody got, feel good.
Everybody stopped. Tup-a-doom, yeah. boom. Tup-a-doom, boom. Like that. Oof. That piano in there.
Come on.
Like I think that's like that's got to be like. I don't know where you rank it on like his samples, but it's got to be up there like the top. Yeah,
one
like
of the best chops.
And the video was just randomly in the street driving.
Yeah.
They like, what, chopped up a Maybach.
What is this? Why is Aziz Ansari here?
It's like yeah. they know that the beat is nice because we chopping everything. We chopping beats. Yep. We chopping Maybachs. What else you want to get chopped? We like, eating it chopped. We got models in the Maybach. Unsafe. Yep. No seatbelt.
No seatbelts.
They could have died.
Yeah,
Jay-Z and Kanye could have died
there
making
was a
that
point
video.
Where they look like they're having so much fun. They don't give a fuck. They're just like this.
They
shit could
had
flip
gloves
over.
With some metal stuff on it, yeah, just to spark on the street. Like that's some Michael Jackson yeah. stuff right there, man.
It was a great introduction to the album. Maybe not the first
come
single,
on,
but it was an introduction. That's before Niggas in Paris.
They had Balenciaga pins on a plain shirt. You know
we,
what I'm saying?
Do we consider that album a classic?
Watch the Throne.
Yes,
it's a stamp in time. If it's not if it's not a classic, it's definitely a stamp in time.
Is there a bad song on it?
I'm not a fan of some songs.
The whole album is not in the same mode. There's you could skip because the whole album is very different from each other. Like you know, the tracks are so different that.
But that's why it's good because nothing sounds the same.
Yeah, but I could see how like if you in the mood for
I can see
gotta how, have it, yeah. you might not be in the mood for the joy. But if you in the mood,
they give
you know what I'm
they
saying?
Give you different things.
It gives you everything. I mean, it depends like on what you want out of your class.
Remember the lyrics though of what's a king to a god? What's a god to a king? What's a king to a non-believer who don't believe in anything? That's the dopest hook lyrically. Yeah. Like wow.
Yeah.
Look what I'm saying.
Come on, man.
But then, I
the dream count come on there, and Dream starts spitting that stuff that don't even make sense.
Dream's dope.
And same time,
I like
that. Desire. Like, bro, yeah, I don't know what that means, but keep doing that.
That was a great.
Come on, man.
I would say it's a classic, but yeah. I do agree with that. Like, some people, like, if you in a mood, like, okay, like the certain block where it's just like Niggas in Paris. Otis and Gotta Have It. That might just be like, oh, this is what I need right now.
Those are club hits, though. But on some real shit, you have Black Excellence. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You had Welcome to the Jungle. Welcome to the Jungle, huh?
Well,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
God damn it.
Yeah, so you had the club hits, but you had the real records. Like, we never heard Black Excellence before. Talking about, what do you say? We hope, like, very few of us really in this level or whatever. It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's when Jay starts on the Conscious Jay.
Conscious Jay started turned there. Up Yay.
I think that's, yeah. I think that's where it started. I think Ye did better because he was trying to compete with Jay too.
He showed up.
It rose
fucking real.
He had to rise to the occasion.
Showed up lit.
Yeah.
I don't know what he was on in Australia, but boy, he came in that thing. Rags on rags. Made backs on backs on backs on backs on backs. Who in that?
Yeah.
It's just blacks on blacks on blacks. Dog. Like, boy, what you on, boy?
Exactly. And he had to produce the album.
Come on.
That's my biggest regret about them not being cool.
And design the Yeezy twos at the same time. Come on, man. Come on,
bro. He had a run.
They at Russell Crowe's house.
That's the one regret out of all things. It's like
that. That's gonna happen again.
They teased the Watch the Throne too, and I don't know.
We are owed several documentaries. Like I want a glow in the dark documentary. I know they have Watch the Throne footage. Jeep had a promotion where you give them $5.99 and they would give you exclusive videos of the Watch the Throne tour as what? They made it. It was called Voyeur. I paid them $5.99. All them videos ended up on YouTube and they stopped doing it after a while. I was pissed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But those videos are great. I watch them all the time. I sent you some.
I didn't know it was from that though.
Yeah. I paid for those.
That's a really dope album. I guess you put in that. It's probably not gonna happen again. But
did you go to Watch the Throne tour?
Of course I did. I went to Staples Center twice. See?
Wow.
And they played Niggas in Paris 9 times both times. And not once that joint seemed like it was getting old. Okay.
Damn. Atlanta was the first official city. They had a practice in Birmingham, but Atlanta was the first official city on the tour. Yeah. So I saw them like maybe the third time they performed. They did two dates in Atlanta, and they only did Niggas in Paris maybe three times, because I remember T.I. was on the remix and people was like pissed that T.I. wasn't like just running on the stage, because they came out on these cubes and then like it was on the stage by the end. But
it's a 2-hour concert. It was long.
It was great.
It was great,
though. I mean, if you go play Niggas in Paris nine times.
I will say this, though. Side note. Best concert I've ever seen Jay-Z. I've seen Jay-Z 14 times. Best concert ever. First time, best time I ever seen him. J.R. Kelly. Baltimore. Nothing beats that.
You want us to strike this from the podcast?
Yeah, that's the day of all days.
I'm just telling you. It's just the truth. It was the best concert I've ever seen Jay in. Just telling you.
Best of both worlds.
Best of both worlds.
Was
amazing. Somebody's girl in at this party.
Oh no. Oh, no.
Now I'm having hits, too. Let's be clear.
Jigga Kelly, not guilty.
No. That was on Jay-Z's album. That was on Rock for La Familia.
Yeah, but they was going to do it in a concert.
But that wasn't on the album, I'm saying.
No, I wasn't saying that it was. Yeah.
That was just Jay trying to get out. That was a bad single to put out.
What you mean?
That's a horrible single to put out. He just needed that love because he's about to go to jail.
He would stab somebody.
But he put the song out just to get that out popping. So people go.
That was, that R. Kelly joint happened, maybe came out 2 years later.
Him and R. Kelly had a beef at the time.
I remember the beef because that.
No, they had court stuff at the time.
They had court stuff.
But
yeah.
tour got canceled.
But Dynasty is like 2000. R. Kelly stuff don't really come out until like, what, the next year, the year after that?
Nah, came out. R. Kelly stuff came out for a while.
No, because they had a whole R. Kelly. We don't know about R. Kelly until
I think
like
2001. Years later. Both was going on 2001. Both was going on because he stabbed Un in 2000. R. Kelly stuff had to be 2001 too, because Chappelle talked about it on his show 2002.
Right.
Yes. But Dynasty is already out. Jay-Z already got a whole nother album out by then.
It had to be 01-ish.
O-1-ish is Blueprint.
O-01? Have you on that time? What was Jay-Z saying not guilty for?
Not guilty for stabbing. Yeah, for stabbing.
The hook goes, Jigga, Kelly, not guilty. So Kelly was in there for something.
Oh, Kelly probably was in for something, but it wasn't what we know him for.
Oh.
I don't think.
No.
Maybe not. Maybe we didn't know about it yet, but he knew it was coming.
Maybe, so he was like,
you can't touch me, nigga. You can't touch me.
it was still local.
Jigga Kelly, not guilty.
He was
I got all of my mommies.
Yeah, that was a good. Yeah, that was a good run.
After the show is the after party. After the party is the hotel lobby.
Fiesta was up there.
Fiesta.
How much longer? How much longer are we gonna do this?
I'm sorry. You know what? Listen to us sing it doesn't give streaming dollars to R. Kelly. Yeah. So actually, we're doing the world a service. You're already on Spotify. Don't go over to R. Kelly. Listen to us.
He bought his new record. People gonna listen to it. It's gonna do some numbers. That new 19 million record.
The one where he plays.
He says he's guilty. He admits it.
He's guilty of just not being
so
able to read.
So he's gonna recant.
He's like,
the
I can't
Dynasty.
Read good.
Rock Love Familia.
Pretty much.
That's messed up.
That's pretty much, man. But that was a good album. That was a really good album. I think so.
The samples on Otis is Try a Little Tenderness by Otis Redding.
Try a Little Tenderness.
And Don't Tell a Lie About Me and I Won't Tell the Truth About You by James Brown.
Oof.
Dope. One of the dopest titles of a song ever. Like Kendrick took that and dissed with Big Sean with it. I bet you there's tons of people who didn't know that came from James Brown.
No, almost certainly.
But yeah, I think that piano part, that's also, it's like cool because, you know, later on we find out Watch the Throne album, there's a song with a double James Brown sample. I Gotta Have It.
Oh yeah,
I got it. You know what you need? What you need? I got it. Like it's two James Brown samples going at each other, which is dope. Wow. So it's cool that this James Brown sample you don't even know. It's James Brown on the keys.
Rack some rack.
Isn't that Scream James Brown?
Oh yeah. The Scream's James Brown. Yeah.
That was great. That was great. I think I forgot, but I'm gonna see when I get home. That joint was. It's a great album, man.
When Otis came out with the American flag, and it was just like, yo, this is about to be like a problem. We didn't know what was gonna happen. I bought Watch the Thrones was one the first album I bought. Just downloaded on iTunes. Like, we can't find the physical. All right, I'll just buy it and download it and like make my own physical. Like, because of the strength of Otis, it was like, oh, if it's more like this, it's a wrap.
You could say, would you like, because now Black excellence, Black wealth is a huge campaign in the culture. Was this like, I feel like this has got to be like one of like the first linchpins.
The first time I ever heard the term Black excellence was on this album. You know what I'm saying? We had heard of Black, you know, intellectuals, the Nelson Georges and the Gordon Parks or whatever, but it wasn't until he spoke about it and he said, me, Oprah, blah, 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 like, oh yeah, ain't nobody up here with us. It's like, oh, then I started noticing it in the TV and the media, and Oprah be having her parties and stuff. And so it was like, that was the first time it sparked. You're like, okay. Because they on a different level now.
Right.
I feel like they coined the phrase. I'm not going to disrespect Chuck D like that.
But when Chuck D was, it wasn't nobody there when he was doing it. It was just, he was talking about it. But you know, Jay-Z.
It was an idea.
It was an idea, but you can see it now when Jay-Z's chilling with Oprah and they out in the Bahamas on a boat with Barack Obama and Michelle.
That's true.
We never saw Michelle Obama chilling with Beyonce and Oprah and Stedman, like
at Wimbledon.
We've never seen that before.
Yeah,
so they coined it when they first got introduced to it on that album. It was like, oh, okay, this is what this is. And they was in Paris.
It was in Paris
doing music in a hotel room. Yeah. What? That was another level. That's when you get $100 million in your bank account. You know what I mean?
Minimum. We used to record our podcast off of Mercer Street, live from the Mercer.
That's crazy. That's dope. Live from the Mercer.
That's right. Run up on Rob the wrong way, I might murk it.
Come on, man.
That's great, man. So, fuck that album. That was a classic, and it would never happen again, probably. But it was a moment in time.
Oh, man. When they came out at the VMAs, I was so scared.
Why?
I was like, because I remember Behind the Music, Metallica. I remember the Dark Side of Pyrotechnics. Oh. And I was like, a lot of people hate Ye. A lot of MTV people hate Ye. I don't trust them with
all
these. You
don't trust them with the pyrotechnics.
I don't trust them with all these pyrotechnics. And Ye is walking around the stage like a madman. And it's like, oh man, please don't let me like see something happen to Ye during this performance. That's the same night that Beyonce performed Love on Top.
Oh my God, that was a great show. Held the Baby.
Oh, and and showed that she was pregnant with Blue. And
I remember that because the camera goes to Kanye and Jay.
Yeah.
And Jay happy as hell.
Yeah. And Kanye, you know, is congratulating his fake brother, Jay-Z.
Yeah.
You know, the guy who put the sword in his side.
We want to get into this?
Sean Carter.
We want to get into this?
We're more than welcome. You know. We got time.
Because I don't think we've spoken since they had their little falling out.
Yeah.
We want to get into this?
Let's get into this, man. The guy in his late 40s trying to stay young with the haircut.
Let Rail start
Jay-Z.
It off.
Z.
We've got a lot of history of Rob.
Suit on chest in the Louvre himself, Jay-Z. All right.
You were a small producer. You were doing your thing.
Mm-hmm.
You get signed. Dame signs you. You on my label.
Mm-hmm.
You grow. I support you. I put you on records. Your first real verse was on Point Out the Bounce. You produced it. I came in with Black Print, Blueprint. I got you and Just. I made you a household name. Lyric of one album, off the first Blueprint album. You built yourself. I support you. Damn, yeah, you are I am. You know what I'm saying? Hip hop legend. Support you. Keep doing records with you. You know, you do your little rants. I still support you. I don't talk about you bad and publicly. I give you money. What you do? What do you say? I gave Jay $20 million. What do you do? Spit in my face, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You call my daughter out on a concert. What? Talk about why me and my kid. Don't bring my daughter into this. You've done everything to disrespect me after I put you on. Jay-Z has every right to make that record with Beyonce called Real Friends. My friends, your friends, your friends. You know what I'm saying? So niggas doing leg day gets to run their mouth, whatever. Skipping leg, they run their mouth. So I think Jay has every reason to like cut Ye off from his emotions.
Whack.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, Ye's on the come up.
I didn't know it was gonna be immediate.
Why you think me and Dame cool? Dame is the one that had Ye's back. But still, you know what I'm saying? The the fanship, the like, you know, the respect level, the like navigating. He doesn't go with Dame. He goes with Jay-Z. He stays on Rockefeller. I didn't cut you off. You know what I'm saying?
CNN shit right here.
You know what I mean?
You're right.
So, okay. Jay-Z is the president of Rockefeller. He allows Kanye to make a song called Big Brother. Jay-Z sits with Kanye on 106 and Park and allows him to call him his big brother. Then Jay-Z has Kanye on Run This Town. Jay-Z has Kanye on The Rock Boys. Jay-Z and Kanye do an entire album together. All right? Like, Kanye gives Jay-Z a birthday present. He's with his family. He's with Beyonce. He's there when Beyonce announces Kanye's right there. He's presented as Jay-Z's brother when it's convenient for Jay-Z. The minute it's not convenient for Jay-Z, boom, stiff arm. Jay-Z did not show up at the man's wedding, and we find out why in an album. The stuff that Jay-Z was talking about in that song, that stuff that could have been said to Kanye personally. I don't have to hear about it, but you are presenting it like Kanye is just, he's just supposed to know that you're going through marriage issues. So are you guys friends or are you guys not? Clearly, Jay-Z on the card is shouting out the people that he's been shouting out his entire career. Reasonable Doubt, anything. Like you know.
Yeah,
those are, you know, there's a verse on Anything where Jay-Z talks about all his friends and like is, you know, like, yeah, of course, those are the people in his life. But then don't, for branding purposes, for, you know, for the purpose of trying to make yourself, you know, continuously relevant because you see someone that was under you. No. I understand there. Jay-Z has a huge core. I'm not negating that. There's a lot of people that bought the Decoded book. I am a fan of Jay-Z. I was a fan of Jay-Z. And you know what I'm saying? Before I even knew who Kanye was. No, that's very true. But I'm saying that Jay-Z goes about things purely business. He's black excellence because he's pro-black or because he sees a shift in the internet. He sees a shift in, you know what I'm saying, culture. Is the Carters, I'm good on every MLK Boulevard, really because that's what he's on, or because this is more profitable right now than being a drug dealer? It's always a drug dealer mentality to everything, no matter what it is. Is he really reconciling with his wife, or is like, I'm going to put it out here because this is the perfect PR move for me? We never know with Jay-Z. So come by the house. Why is he not going to come by the house? Because it's not he doesn't see how it's profitable to him. He doesn't see how he can make money by coming by
now?
The house.
Can I counter-argue right. now? Can I counter-argue now?
You can counter-argue. Go.
For one, Jay-Z had $100 million before he even met Ye. So he don't need Ye for any type of attention. Jay-Z's Jay-Z. He's a multi-platinum artist. Before the Blueprint, he's supposed to retire before the Blueprint. So just not act like he that needed...
Retirement was a shame.
But he didn't talk what he was talking.
But he don't need Ye to stay hot. That's the first thing. Second thing, if I
have
give you...
Have you listened to the Blueprint?
If I give you... He don't need Ye. Just Blaze is still there. He still could have got a beat from any dope producer, Dr. Dre, whoever. Ye was just a new guy, but he could...
It's good.
Jay-Z could get anybody. Come on. You got like Jay can't rap on Rain and make it hot. I used to rap to the drops on my Rendo seal, whatever. Anyway, two... If I give you $20 million because you in debt, I don't care. I could slap your mother. You don't speak about me. Come on. I don't know if it's $20 million exactly, but Jay said $20 million. I'm going off with Jay. I gave him $20 million. He threw it in my face. You don't never talk bad about me. Three, Kim is a... Obviously, the Carters aren't really attention-seeking people. Kim Kardashian is an attention-seeking person. She's posing. She's doing her thing. I ain't mad at her, but that's a lifestyle that Jay and Beyonce don't want. So why would I want my kids around that lifestyle of... the cameras and the reality show, the fakeness of what is the Kardashians, right? So I don't want my kid around that. Everybody who's going to be at that wedding was going to be on camera. Was going to be on their reality show. Everybody who's at the house is going to be on camera. Why would I want Blue to be amongst that? So of course I'm not going to bring my kids over there in that. Ye don't understand why people can't accept Kim. You know why they can't accept Kim? Because they're talented people who worked hard to be talented singers and dancers or whatever, and she was a reality star who had a sex tape. I'm not judging her. I'm saying they trying to say we shouldn't be in the same conversation. And Kanye's like, except my wife who's slept with every rapper in the world, which is her business. But Beyonce's like, no. Beyonce sees herself more like Michelle Obama. And I don't want to be amongst that world. So I understand why you don't want your kids to come over. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That makes sense to me. That was my point to the whole thing.
Have the conversation, though. Just say that. Just say that to Ye. Just say we're not really brothers.
But what
we're
not really
friends. We can still be friends. Like, I still don't want my kids around your kid.
I understand that. But you're acting like Ye is not irrational. You're acting like Ye did not just like...
Because whose fault is that? Jay's fault because Jay's irrational?
No. I'm saying that Ye is acting... He's speaking on what he's saying. When he made the song Big Brother, he is actually... You know what I'm saying? Eternalizing that this is my big brother.
But that's wrong, too, because he said Jay made me buy 2 tickets. Jay said, I already gave him 5 tickets to my concert. He wanted 5 more. So his accuracy was wrong. Jay was mad about 5 tickets.
And
I already gave you 5.
Jay didn't say anything about that.
Tell me this.
Watch the Throne. Those tickets are not discussed.
But if you're mad
about
me.
There are several tracks. There's 3 minutes of silence.
But you're mad.
We could have talked about these tickets.
But if you're mad,
the album.
If you're mad at me, do you go to your concert and talk about it? Why Ye didn't come to him? Why you telling my audience?
Have you ever floated? Have you ever floated?
Why you telling my audience?
Who knows what you'll say when you float?
Why you telling my audience about our personal business?
What you mean?
Why you take it to the audience? If you got a problem, talk to me. Why you going to the audience to call me out and mention my kids?
Hold on. Let me listen to the Carters album. And then we'll talk about personal business.
It's already happened now.
Let's listen to 444. Let's watch Lemonade. What are you talking about?
No, that's me and my wife.
What are you talking about?
You can't compare them.
You outed your mom.
You can't compare those two.
Don't say he outed his fucking mom.
She probably was cool with it.
Probably.
She's cool.
We don't know.
We do. He's talking about his mom.
He's talking about his mom loving that song.
Mom, I need gay fans. Can I tell him, please?
Nah. Rob, come on, man.
No, that's not what happened.
That's not what happened.
He spoke to his mother about it. They were cool. He talked about it on Elliot Wilson's show.
That's not what happened.
Yeah.
That's not what happened.
She could have wrote a book. Awesome street shit.
Yeah.
If I give you $20 million, I don't care what I do. You don't ever talk about it. When you was in debt, I gave you $20 million. $20
million? Did he give him $20
million? That's what he said in the album.
What he said.
Yeah, he didn't dispute it.
Ye did dispute it on his interview with Charlamagne.
And he said he still owes him money.
He said Jay owe Ye money?
There was a title deal where like Ye was supposed to get money because The Life of Pablo was exclusively on title for extended a period of time, and Ye never got compensation for that.
How much you think Jay owe? Just throw it out there. What you think Jay owe?
I don't know if Jay owes Kanye.
But do you believe that Kanye borrowed money from Jay?
I believe that money was supposed to be set aside for his tour that was given to him from
without
whatever.
Kanye, I think it's, don't say that.
Rockefeller Records was popping and was the shit before Kanye even got there.
No. That's not what I was getting
at. Oh, what
you
about to say?
Rockefeller Records run ends way earlier without Kanye West.
A year? A year and a half, maybe? Don't forget, Jay-Z was still, as long as Jay-Z was putting out records, the run wasn't going to end.
There's a Rockefeller symbol on the graduation. Rockefeller symbol on My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Yeah, but Jay-Z was still putting out music. So how did run gonna end?
Come on, man.
Jay-Z was still putting out music.
I mean, he retired.
When's the last time you listened to the Magna Carta Holy Grail?
I mean, it came out years ago, but I listened to the album since then.
The trap.
Yeah, I did.
When's the last time you listened to the Blueprint 3?
Oh, I listen to it all the time. Whoa, a record.
No,
A record. I listen to Star Is Born or whatever. I listen to a record every once in a while. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Come on, man.
Him and Jay-Z up there.
You know.
Thank you. You're far too kind. I listen to a record every once in a while. I don't listen to no full album no more of nobody. This is new.
Yeah.
I ain't listen to Good Kid, Mad City beginning to end every day no more.
That's why you need 7 tracks. You don't listen to full albums
no more.
Hey, you only need 20 minutes,
bro. I don't listen to Ye at all. All
right. Well,
you don't listen to Ye at all.
What's the newest Ye? Do you listen to USA?
How are you going to make a top 5 you don't even listen to the album?
I've listened to them all, obviously. But do we still listen to Ye right now?
I still listen to Ye.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm still listening to Pusha. You still listen to Ye and Kid See Ghost?
I listen to Kid See Ghost.
You still listen to Ye?
I'm the only one still listening. Not like the whole thing. All right, now. I give you 4.
Yeah, last four.
And it came out less than 2 months ago?
First two, last two.
Came out less than a month ago. Less than 2 months ago.
We've had a lot of music since then, man.
Nah, man. Yeah. But it's Ye. This is one of the greatest artists of all time.
You're right.
I'm still listening to Carter.
I'm not listening to the Carters.
You like the Carters album?
Outside of that Pharrell verse.
That Pharrell verse is hard.
I'm like, how do you sneak on here?
Take a little sound to get up.
You hard. Ain't even a Carter.
That one got done the way. That shit was hard. It was a pretty hard record. I don't know.
Come on, man.
So you think you think
Blue murdered you on your own, huh? Oh,
wow.
Wow. I haven't seen a ceiling in my whole life. This is the most progressive thing I've ever heard.
That's Word the Blue. Freestyling live. That was a good record. Beyonce did better J on that record than me. I feel like Beyonce had way better flow.
Yeah.
On the album. So you team Ye with all this.
Wow. You gotta be. You know I'm what still podcast going, this
no,
is?
No. Yeah, but I think like, Rob has common sense. You know what I'm saying? We all know Ye, what he said about Trump was probably not in his best interest, correct?
Yeah.
But we can still love Ye. If you a fan, you can still be a fan and think that was crazy, right?
Yeah. The Muslims didn't warn us. They should have warned
us. Controversial opinion. If Trump only sold snapbacks, would we still love him?
More black people wear
like
them.
If he never ran for president, but he just sold his snapbacks.
That'd be dope.
Would y'all? All right. Okay. We got some questions from the... Brother, you got bounced?
No, I'm Drake. Whatever, let's go.
We got some questions that I from Instagram. They're all over the place. I asked on Instagram if you guys wanted any questions for me to answer on
the podcast. How many are we going to do?
At Rob Hayes. We can do as many as we want. Just let me know, you know. Some of them are more intricate than others. You know, our fans are...
We're already at an hour. Don't give us the crazy intricate one. Or maybe give us like only a few.
All right. Well, I mean, this might we can put this as bonus content or something, you know? We'll figure it out. Let's see. Where are the here we go.
Sweet.
First question. I'm not gonna reveal the identity of the people who asked the questions except for this first question that was ridiculous.
Okay.
Jack Knight asked, is Kanye bi? The answer is yes. He said he's bipolar. I don't know why you would ask that.
I don't
it's on the
that.
Cover
I don't
of the album.
I don't believe that.
He's bipolar.
I don't believe that.
You don't believe he's bipolar?
Nope.
Get out of here.
I don't.
Get out of here.
That's the question?
You are sipping the Armandale. What is wrong with you?
I think he messed up so bad, he had to come up with something.
Wow.
Remember Rick Ross said it too? Remember Rick Ross said, man, that man ain't crazy. Remember Rick Ross said that? Remember Kanye went to the hospital or whatever?
Uh-huh.
Rick Ross... He's not a reliable source.
I think Kanye messed up. So I think it's the first time Kanye actually felt threat for his career. I thought he felt threat from being a superstar after Taylor. I thought this was like he felt like he could lose his career over this. I think he had to say, put out something. He's too coherent.
He can't be both.
I don't think he'd be both. I think he's just saying it because he feel like he emotional. But I think he just no. I don't think so.
Next question. What are the chances Kanye says something about R. Kelly?
In a rap?
No, just
period.
Period.
I doubt it. I don't think he's gonna reference that. Why would he?
Oh, he has a history. Bill Cosby innocent.
He ain't got no album coming out. So he ain't got no controversy.
If he's asked, he will answer, but I doubt he's in a position where he will be asked.
Yeah, I don't
anytime
see
anytime soon. Like, why that's relevant.
Yeah, it won't matter, I don't think.
Okay. Regular Cap'n Crunch or Cap'n Crunch berries?
Berries, bro. I like my milk to be red.
Regular.
Berries does something to your dookie.
I'm also, I don't know. I would go peanut butter Cap'n Crunch over berries.
Okay, it's time for me to go. You guys have a great show. who likes peanut butter Cap'n Crunch?
I like the peanut butter Cap'n Crunch.
Jesus Christ, that ain't real peanut butter.
Yeah.
Well, who gives a fuck?
Jesus Christ. Come on,
man. You think those real marshmallows?
Okay. This one's more intricate.
In cereal?
Make your own 7-song album using Ye's entire discography. What songs would you choose?
The first 7 songs from Graduation.
The first 7 songs from Graduation? There's skits on your 7.
Oh. I think Good Morning is one of the best intros of all time.
Yeah.
Good morning. Ooh.
Shout out to Elton John.
That's definitely my first record up there. Power.
Okay.
What's the other joint? I can't think of Faster, Stronger.
Wow, Stronger makes it on your seventh track.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's Get Lost Tonight.
What about Runaway?
Be my Black Funk. No. Can't Tell Me Nothing.
Okay.
Of course.
These are all still don't want to see Heard Him Say. No. Oh, Paranoid. I really like Paranoid.
Okay.
Father Stretch My Hands. I probably do Diamonds Forever Remix with Jay.
All right.
And I don't know, bro. It's that's hard. That's like six, right?
Yeah.
Can I bow out?
That's fair to bow out of that.
I thought I was some good choices.
All right. Yeah. I'm gonna go with the theme. My theme is gonna be, well, you guys will figure out the theme. So the first song is Celebration off of Late Registration. I feel like that's a good song to, you know what I'm saying, start an album off. Then the next one's Get 'em High off of College Dropout.
Oh, fuck. Now I'm thinking of all the good ones, too.
Then the next one is Runaway, Toast to the Douchebags.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Then the next one is Addiction. Mm. Then the next one, Drunken Hot Girls.
Hell no. Hell no.
It's a theme. It's a theme. You know what I mean? Then the next one, Hold My Liquor off Yeezus.
Oh, my
God. I can't handle no liquor.
So what's the theme again?
And then the last one's Last Call.
Oh, alcohol.
Basically, alcohol, you know what I'm saying? Like Celebration, boom, Runaway, you know what I'm saying?
You know what? Yeah, your theme, you're right. My theme was...
You just wanted to like bangers.
No. I want inspiring records.
Okay.
Because Can't Tell Me Nothing was like, when I get this money, I'm going to be on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The power was like, you know what I mean? I like to be inspired by that's what he does for me.
I could go, because I'm partial, and I'm getting more partial as I get older. I'm going to go... Welcome to Heartbreak.
You sad, dog?
I'm chilling.
Happy on your birthday, bro.
I gotta get Jesus Walks.
Damn, I done left out Jesus.
I have to go All the Lights. I gotta go Can't Tell Me Nothing.
Okay.
I'm at 4 or 5. I gotta go... I think I'm gonna go Spaceship.
Okay.
Okay.
Working Spaceship.
This is good. Now it gets like, I feel my five. It's
hard. You pick like his blackest songs ever. I like that. I got one for you.
What?
New Slaves. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun. Does anything from Yeezus make, I don't know. I think.
Oh my gosh. Yeezus was his worst album, I think, next to the last one. But he had them four joints. That was them joints.
Yeah,
because New Slaves might be my top listens, but I'm gonna just go. I'm about now because I don't fucking know what the last
Black Skin Head.
I think New Slaves better than Black Skin Head.
Okay, I ain't gonna argue that.
Okay,
I'm in it.
I love I'm in it.
That's a good beat.
Okay, this is the last one I think we're gonna answer, which is I guess basically for me. And it says, if Kim is being groomed for a seat in politics, what position do you see her taking? As I said on the last episode, the plan is for Kim to be in the White House. Uh-huh. Ye is just like, you know what I'm saying, the scapegoat. Like
she was in the White House. It was a great photo.
She was in the White House.
Right? No. Kim's going to be president.
She was director of interior. Get it?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. I don't know what she's going
to
do in the
White House. Rob, it seems like a good point to let you finish.
If Trump can be president.
See? No.
See? No, she's being groomed. Watch, she's being groomed.
And
she
can
be molded. She can give a speech. Kanye is not who you want to see giving a speech. Kim can give a speech. You want Kanye at the rally. You want Kim at the debate. Because Kim can prepare herself for that situation. Did you watch What Happens Live?
No.
Post Kanye meeting with Trump?
No.
She handled that. That was like a high pressure.
She didn't handle that Van Jones
debate.
Interview that well.
Van Jones.
Yeah.
What's that?
Van Jones, the pundit? The bald head dude with the glasses?
When did he interview Kim Kardashian?
After she went to the White House.
Oh, he did. That's right. But he wasn't really putting no pressure on. He was all like,
I mean, he did.
He was like starstruck.
He asked her straight up. He was like, people are going to say after you're done with this, you met with Trump. now he can use you in his propaganda going forward. You actually got played. What do you say to them? And there was a long pause.
Yeah, because I mean, that's not a good question.
She didn't get played.
You got played. Like, she got what she wanted out of it. She's being groomed for politics.
A good deed done for Kim Kardashian. Because,
like, a lady got out of jail, so how she get played?
I'm talking about later.
Listen, man, you going to call me a clown? I got a woman pardoned. You can say what you want.
You can't say nothing about that, but you will be used for this propaganda.
That's worth it to me. You got a grandmother out of jail who had a life sentence. She can go back to her family.
Plus, she has so many followers. Like, yeah, she can always clear the air.
The 15-year-old girl who buys Kim's makeup ain't going to stop supporting her because she would go see Trump.
Oh, I don't think she's going to stop supporting her. But you're worried about 3 years from now.
Great articles on the Kim Kardashian West app. All right. Real. It's the end of the episode. We appreciate you coming back, man.
Again, man. I appreciate it, man.
All apologies to the Jay-Z fans out there. I will still throw the diamond up at the On the Run tour. Don't worry.
I'm going to be there with sunglasses on. Like, this ain't me.
No, I'm wearing my Wyoming hoodie. That's what I'm doing. Bright orange, too.
Do it. That's what's up, man. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it, brother.
Yeah. Anything you want to promote? Anything you want to tell people about?
Not really. just rail battle to all the social media sites.
If you're in Montreal, Canada, check out Rail Battle. He will be there.
I'm doing it.
As well as past guests. I'll be Caroline's on Temple.
Caroline's on Tuesday. Saturday.
And Caroline's this weekend with Marlon Wayans, correct?
Yeah. Jordan going to be in Montreal? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
He's a new face.
Nice.
Who's got David Perdue's gonna be there.
Yeah, David Perdue's gonna be there.
Dulce's
gonna be there. She got her show.
Yeah, previous guest Dulce, who asked a question that I wasn't gonna answer.
I don't know what it was.
Oh, she asked, why do you have guests on that don't know anything about Kanye?
Whatever, man. Check everybody out. Robbie, got anything?
Look out. We making some moves. I have nothing to announce right now. But stuff is coming and in the works. You know what I'm saying? Stop asking me for stuff I can't do. Ask other people. Ask, you know, MTV and Tidal and Netflix and HBO. Don't ask me. I'm not sitting on no content. People ask me, like, one dude tweeted me. He was like, put out a special this Friday or else I'm going to be mad. I'm like, I'm not sitting on a special.
See, this is why you don't. This is why we shouldn't respond to any emergency tweets, because then they start asking for stuff you can't.
Yeah, they ask for, when the movie coming out?
Pick up my grocery.
Not what? Yet.
Whatever. Thanks for listening, everybody. Peace. Yeah.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.